welcome to the Sweat and Reflect podcast, where we'll break down how life is happening for you, not to you. I'm Meredith, a 30-something former teacher, widow, and life coach who is focused on empowering women to live their best lives no matter what they've experienced in the past. We'll laugh together, cry together, and at the end of the day, grow together. Are you ready to sweat and reflect your way through this crazy thing called life? Okay then, let's go. Hey friend, welcome back. Happy Wednesday. As always, I hope you're doing well, and I am so grateful that you are here and that we can just continue down this journey together. So today's episode, I want to do my best to keep it short and sweet, but it is something that we really need to talk about. I was in EMDR on Monday, and I was having, I was going through the reprocessing of a memory, and it was like the third time we had worked on this particular memory. And on the one hand, it was wonderful because I was no longer triggered by the memory. I was not having a visceral reaction to it like I had had in the first and second session, which was, that's the whole point of EMDR, right? You want to get it to a point where you're non-reactive, where you're at like a zero or a one in terms of the memory. So that was incredible. And what was even more incredible was that because I had already spent so much time processing this memory, I was able to have downloads. I was able to get some clarity and to get this aha moment. And as I, you know, got this moment, it was in the midst of part of the reprocessing, and I couldn't like write this down. So I was then became kind of focused on remembering this little tidbit that I want to share with you. And luckily, I was able to remember it. So I feel like there's like this major buildup, but that's kind of how it was in the moment. So what I realized is nothing new, nothing like groundbreaking. I've heard this before, but it finally clicked for me in this moment. And my aha moment was that when people show you who they are, believe them. When people show you who they are, believe them. And that was, again, not only like an aha moment, it wasn't only like a punch in the gut, it was a moment of thinking, huh, had I really understood this earlier, if I had really recognized this earlier, particularly in my 20s, I could have avoided so much heartache, so much anxiety, so much anger and frustration and pain. And again, if you've been here for any amount of time, you know that like we don't live in regrets, right? Life happens, the best things, the worst things, everything in between. But we sit with it and we reflect on those moments, right? On the good things. Okay, why was it so good? How can we recreate this? How can we carry that joy, this happiness, this belief, you know, whatever, insert positive adjective here. How do we carry that with us going forward? And then in terms of the pain, in terms of the suffering, in terms of maybe the tragedies we've experienced, we sit in reflection and we think hard about what we can take away from that experience, what we can do going forward, how can we make sure we don't repeat those behaviors, those actions, how to make sure we don't make those same choices, right? How can we really grow and move forward? And so that's what I'm doing, right? I can go back and I can say, oh my gosh, I wish I had known this and that had really sunk in my 20s. But as it's hitting me now in my mid 30s, I can think, okay, this is a lesson we're going to take with us and we're going to go forward with it, right? So for example, you know, people show you who, when people show you who they are, believe them. I first attributed it to certain people in my life from my 20s, which we could get into. But then I also was like, okay, I started doing like a mental list of Ryan, right? Like, what has Ryan shown me? What do I know about him, right? Especially at this point, 2.5 years in, like, it doesn't take a lot of time for people to really truly show you how they are. And so I started to see his honesty, his loyalty, his, I was going to say attention to detail, but he's not great with that. But his, you know, the way that he looks at finances, the way that he looks at the world, the way that he looks at experiences, how he wants to live his life, how he is in conflict, how we are together in arguments and in moments where we're just like on the couch, how he is in a crisis, right? Like how he shows up is who he is. But then of course, there are the people in your life who they're showing you who they are. And you're like, no, I can fix them. Or no, if I love them enough, you know, they'll change. Or okay, well, this is just a phase, right? We're in our early 20s, or life has been stressful for right now. They've like lost their job, you know, whatever the case is. We start to find and make excuses for really the bad behavior that they're exhibiting. And I'm not here to say that that the individuals in your life who are showing you really these like negative sides of themselves, or at least the negative sides that negatively impact you, the sides of themselves that negatively impact you. I'm not saying that they're bad people, right? We can still love them. We can still, you know, have them in our lives to a degree. But if they're showing us negative qualities time and time again, we have to believe that that's who they are at their core. And again, it doesn't mean that they're bad people, but it does mean that we have to reevaluate our relationship with them. We have to reevaluate how we are connected to them. Okay, so for example, because I'm not going, I'm a little hesitant to share this, but at the same point, we're here about transparency, growth, you know, how we can go from there. You know, when I met Tim, we were 18 and he definitely drank a lot, right? But we were in college. And so I would say to myself, okay, like, wow, that was a little aggressive, but okay, we're in college, you know, whatever. Everyone has their shit. And then there were moments in like our early 20s where, you know, he would have, I don't even know what you want to call them, like where he would get really drunk. And again, I would say, okay, well, we're in our early 20s. We're still figuring our shit out. Like, there was a lot of stuff going on, you know, personally that I obviously will never get into that him and we were trying to figure out. So, okay, if this is going to be the outlet, this is going to be the outlet. And I don't share that to speak ill of him, right? I don't share this to knock him down. I share it because now looking back, right? Now having distance from our physical relationship, from going through years of therapy and going through EMDR, I'm realizing that how he coped with stressful situations, even early on, was with alcohol. And so he was showing me, you know, who he was. And again, it's not to say that who he was when he would drink, right? Or who he was in terms of his coping mechanism. I'm not saying this to say that he was a terrible person. He was not a terrible person. I loved him. I had some of the best times of my life with him. I grew up with him, right? We planned a life together. We made adult decisions together, right? I regret nothing of our 13 years together. But now looking back, on some level, even at, you know, 19, 20, 21, I knew that there could potentially be a greater problem with his coping mechanisms in terms of the drinking. But I kept saying, no, 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 we'll get through this, right? Again, it's a phase. It's, we're in college, we're, you know, after college, we're stressed. And unfortunately, the whole time he was showing me who he was in terms of that particular coping mechanism. And again, I would not change a thing, but had I maybe been more aware, had I been maybe more willing to admit to myself what I was seeing and what I was facing, maybe we could have, I don't even want to say maybe we could have changed the outcome, because I firmly believe, based on how this has all played out, that it was my role to walk that path with Tim, to be there with him throughout his illness, and to make him comfortable, make him loved, and make him feel loved in the last moments of his life. But again, you know, going back to this idea that people, when people show you who they are, believe them. Of course, there are things I could have done differently, right? I could have walked away. We could have talked about treatment earlier. We could have looped family. Like, there were plenty of things that we could have done. Now looking back and now seeing, oh, okay, this is a coping mechanism. This is a reoccurring theme in our lives. But at the time, it was, I love him. I see a future with him. I, like, essentially vow to be with him through it all, through thick and thin. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Like, I am so grateful to that version of myself, right? To that version of myself who was willing and who wanted to do anything and everything to support the man that she loved, right? Who was willing to really sacrifice and just be there because I believed in the life that we were building together, right? I love her and I have compassion for her and I give her grace because that's, you know, who I was at that time. And now at this point in my life, based on the lessons that I've learned and the experiences that I've gone through, I now am able to just see bullshit, call bullshit out. And if the bullshit doesn't change, I move on. Right. I remember, like, when I was when I started dating, there was a guy that I was, like, talking to, and we talked on the phone a lot. Like, we were building up to actually, like, meeting in person. And there was a moment where he was like, yeah, you know, I just, like, really like to drink. Sometimes I do drugs, you know, would call me at, like, 3 a.m. because, like, hey, let's chat. Like, I'm up. You should be up too. And I immediately was like, nope, hard pass. I'm not doing this. Not doing this. I see the bullshit. I'm identifying the bullshit and I'm not doing it. And he didn't like that. But my experiences showed me that if this is who he is, just on the phone and via text, I don't want this in my life in the physical form, right? Like, we're not dating. We're not going to go down this path. And maybe you think I didn't give him a fair shake. I don't really care. That was part of, like, when, you know, what he's showing me, I'm going to choose to believe it. And I'm not going to do that to myself again. And so, you know, with you and with your own life, like, if you have a coworker, if you have a friend, if you have a family member that are constantly showing you the negative attributes, right? Because, like, of course, we want and should hold on to the positive attributes, the loyalty, the love, the compassion, the grace, the good times, right? Like, that, those we should absolutely cling to. But if you have people in your life that are constantly demonstrating that they want to drag you down, that they want to keep you at arm's length, that they want to, you know, that they are just living aspects of their life that don't align with yours, you are allowed to cut them out or to put them at an arm's length, right? Depending on the relationship. I know sometimes with family, it's harder to just be like, okay, we're never speaking again. But if there are people that are constantly putting you down, you don't have to deal with it. They are showing you who they are at their core. And that's not to say that they are a terrible person, right? Maybe it's just that the two of you don't jive, right? Your energies don't match. But if at any point they are making you feel insignificant, inconsequential, you have to question your own belief system or choices, they're not for you. And so really keep this in mind. When people show you who they are, believe them. You are not here to spend your life changing people. You are not here to spend your life, you know, thinking that if you give enough love, they'll give you the love that you want in return. No, it should be met, you know, 50-50. And on some days, maybe with your partner, it's going to be 70-30. But on most days, you're going to be there for each other at all times. But let's stop, especially as women, making ourselves feel like, oh, if we just give a little more effort, or if we just try a little harder, or making excuses, right? Oh, they had a bad day. Oh, they're going through a rough season. Oh, you know, oh, things are just hard. Obviously, there are extenuating circumstances for certain things. But if it's repeated, if it is constantly showing up that way, girl, they're telling you everything that you need to know right there, face value. You just have to be okay, willing to respond to how your body is reacting, how your mind is reacting, and then be okay with just stepping back, stepping away, cutting it off, whatever you have to do. Again, we're not saying that these people are inherently bad, right? Going back to Tim, he was not a bad person at all. He had struggles, you know, those are other podcast episodes where we've talked about it, right? He was dealing with shit that on some level I wasn't even fully aware of. But now looking back, there were breadcrumbs that he was leaving me that were showing that an addiction was either forming or was possible. And for whatever reason, I chose to not see it, ignore it, whatever. And maybe I would have done things differently had I felt strong in who I was. No, I take that back. I did feel strongly in who I was at the time. Part of my issue was that I would sometimes ignore my intuition. And maybe I wouldn't have ignored my intuition had I really understood this lesson that I'm sharing with you. But alas, it doesn't matter because I can look back on my life and know that I have no regrets, that I loved that man and that was the path I was supposed to walk. But going forward, we're not playing that game. I'm not here to fix people, not here to people please people, right? If you're showing me who you are and it's not vibing with where I'm at in my life, you've got to go. And so I wanted to share that with you. This episode, I mean, we're hitting like the 20-minute mark, so it's still short, but you know, not as short as I kind of thought it was going to be. We got on a soapbox a little bit, but I just wanted to leave you with that because especially as women, I feel like I said before, we're loving, we're nurturing, we want to take care of people, we want people to feel safe. And those are all wonderful qualities for us to possess, but it does not mean that we need to fix it all. It does not mean that we need to, you know, take on everyone else's problems and hope that by us carrying them, they are going to get better or they're going to wise up or whatever the case is. Be okay with saying no. Be okay with setting that boundary and remind yourself that when people show you who they are, you best believe them. I would love to hear your thoughts and your comments on this. So head over to Instagram. Let me know what you think. But yeah, that just, it popped into my mind during my EMDR session. I just really wanted to share it with you. So I hope this resonates with you. I hope you have some takeaways. And I hope, if nothing else, this just gives you a little something to sleep on, to chew over. So happy Wednesday. I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here today. It warms my heart knowing that I get to connect with you and that we are on this journey together. So if today's episode resonated with you, I would absolutely love it if you could leave a review, because that will make sure that everyone else on this platform gets access to Sweat and Reflect. Or if you would at the very least share it on social media to help me get the word out that you are not alone in this world. I am so grateful for you. Thank you for being here, and I will see you soon.